trumpet and loud let it ring. Jesus is coming again. Cheer up, you pilgrims, be joyful and sing. Jesus is coming again.
戏说基督教。李四桂牧师主讲。
Coming again, coming again, Jesus is coming again.
Now let us pray.
现在我们要祷告。
天父上帝，你明白每一位听众的需要，你也知道他们心里所有的盼望，求主借着这一次的讲题，帮助他们得到灵性上很多的鼓励。我们这样祈求，完全是奉主的圣名，阿们。 Lesson 23, turn to Lesson 23.
门研究23课，请打开课本到23课。
Lesson 23, the subject is God foretells world's history.
这一课的题目是上帝预示世界的历史。
God foretells world history.
上帝预先把世界的历史告诉我们。
So we are going to study a very marvelous prophecy.
我们研究一个非常奇妙的预言。
In lesson 19,
在第十九课里头,
we quoted from the 103rd Psalm.
我们曾经引用了诗篇103篇的话。
There it says that God's kingdom rules over all.
在那个地方说上帝的国统管万有。
God is indeed the supreme ruler of the nations.
实在上帝乃是列国最高的统治者。
From ancient times,
从古时候,
it has been evident,
就很明显的,
that an unseen hand,
就可以知道有一个人所看不见的手,
governs the affairs of men,
指引着世人的事情。
God blesses nations with prosperity,
上帝使国家能够得着兴旺。
As long as they fulfill his plans.
只要他们履行上帝对他们所定的计划。
But let them deny God's supremacy.
要是他们否认上帝这种至高的权利。
Let them use tyranny to promote their own selfish aims.
要是用一种残酷的手段，用苛整来达到他们自私的目的。
And their decline is certain.
那么他们的衰微就是一定的了。
2500 years ago,
在2500年以前,
the proud monarch of Babylon,
巴比伦国那个骄傲的君王,
Nebuchadnezzar,
尼布甲尼撒,
learned this lesson.
学到了这个教训。
Because he failed to give God the glory for his successes,
因为他没有将他自己的成功归荣耀给上帝,
God punished him severely.
上帝就严严地惩罚了他。
Then the once haughty king,
那么这个曾经一度是高傲的君王,
finally acknowledged,
终于承认说,
the Most High rules in the kingdom of men,
至高者在人的国中掌权,
and gives it to whom he will,
要讲国赐予谁就赐予谁。
Daniel 4:25,
但以理四章二十五节。
This fact is very evident,
这种事实很明显。
In the history of nations,
在各国家的历史中很明显。
Today,We study a remarkable prophecy.
在今天我们要研究一种非凡的预言。
Which revealed the fate of four ancient empires.
这个地方显明了古代的四个帝国的命运。
this prophecy,
这个预言,
was made before these nations became world powers.
是在这些国家成为世界性的力量之前就发出了。
It is recorded,
是记载在,
in the second chapter of Daniel.
是记载在但以理书第二章。
Daniel was a young Jew.
但以理是一个年轻的犹太人。
Who lived about the time of Confucius.
他跟孔子差不多是同个时代同年。
He had been taken captive to Babylon.
他是被掳到巴比伦国。
With many other Jewish youth.
同时还有一些个很多其他的犹太的青年也被掳去了。
Though in a heathen land,
虽然他是在一个异教的国家里头，
Daniel still worshipped the true God loyally.
但以理仍旧是忠心的崇拜真神上帝。
God honored him,
上帝也使他得着尊荣，
by giving him a keen mind,
就是赐给他一个很清楚的头脑。
Daniel's wisdom,
但以理的智慧，
showed up in the royal examinations,
在这个皇家的考试中间就显明了。
Accordingly,
同样的，
he was promoted,
于是呢他就被升了很高的位置。
Yes, to high office,
得了很高的位置。
I trust you have a Bible with you,
我相信你已经有一本圣经在你的身旁。
So you can read Daniel 2 for yourself.
这样你就可以自己看但以理书第二章了。
In the first 12 verses,
在头十二节里头，
is the account of Nebuchadnezzar having a dream.
是记载尼布甲尼撒王他做了一个梦。
Though he felt that the dream must be very important,
虽然他觉得那个梦一定是很重要的。
When he awoke,
在他醒过来的时候，
he could not remember one bit of it.
他所做的这个梦他一点也想不起来了。
He then called in the magicians.
于是他就叫来那国家里面那些个魔术师。
The astrologers, or those who study the heavens.
那些观天象的人。
And the sorcerers,
行邪术的人,
and the Chaldeans,
还有加勒底人,
these men pretended to know the interpretations of dreams.
这些人假装是能够解释梦的意思。
Naturally,
自然的,
these so-called wise men,
这些所谓的聪明人,
asked the king to tell them the dream.
就请求王把他所做的梦告诉他们，
and promise to give him a true interpretation.
也应许他要将真正的解释告诉王。
The king told them frankly,
这个王很坦白地告诉他们说，
that he had forgotten the dream entirely.
他已经把这个梦完全忘了。
When they pointed out that in that case they could not do as he asked,
当他们指出在这种情形之下他们就不能够奉王的命令去做这个事情了。
Nebuchadnezzar became very angry.
尼布甲尼撒王就很生气。
On the one hand,
一方面，
he promised rewards of wealth and position.
他应许要将这个财富和地位赐给他们，
if they would tell him the dream.
如果他们能够讲这个梦告诉他，
and the interpretation,
并且向他讲解梦的意思。
On the other hand,
在另一方面，
if they did not do it,
他们要不这样做，
he threatened,
他就威吓说，
you shall be cut in pieces,
你们就要被杀。
And your houses shall become a dunghill,
你们的房屋就会成为粪堆。
Verse 5,
那是第五节。
The men answered,
那些人就回答说，
There is not a man upon the earth,
世上没有一个人，
that can show the king's matter,
能够将王所问的事说出来，
except the gods, whose dwelling is not with flesh or with man,
除了不与人同居的神明。 没有人能够讲这个事情说出来。
Daniel 2:10-11。
但以理二章十十一节。
Then in anger,
于是王就很生气。
The king commanded the death of all his wise men.
王就下令要杀死这一切的聪明人。
Daniel and his three Hebrew companions,
但以理跟他的三个希伯来的同伴
were numbered among the wise men of Babylon.
都被认为是巴比伦的青年聪明人里头的人。
They first heard of the king's decree,
他们初次听到王的命令的时候
at the captain's sudden arrival to arrest them,
就是在这个王的护卫长突然进来要捉拿他们的时候。
Daniel pled for time.
但以理就请求他宽容一个时间。
Then with his friends,
然后他就跟他的朋友们
he prayed most earnestly,
同热诚的祷告
that God would show them the matter,
祈求上帝讲的事情向他说明。
In a night vision,
在一个夜间的异象里头
God revealed the king's dream to Daniel.
上帝就讲王所做的梦向但以理说明了。
The following day,
接着第二天
he went quickly before the king,
他就赶快到王的面前去。
After giving God the glory for the revelation,
他先将这种启示的荣耀归给上帝。
He proceeded to tell the dream,
就继续向王讲解这个梦。
In brief,
简单的说
the king had seen a great image,
王梦见一个大象。
The head was made of gold.
这个象的头是金的。
The breast and arms were made of silver.
胸膛和膀背是银的。
The belly and thighs were of brass.
这个象的肚腹是铜的。
The legs were iron, and the feet were part iron and part clay.
腿是铁的，脚是半铁半泥的。
The king then saw a great stone.
这个王看见一个大石头
cut out of a mountain without hands,
是从山而出，不是人手所琢出来的。
This stone rolled down the mountain,
这个石头从山而下
and hit the image on its feet,
就打在这个像的脚上。
The image toppled,
这个像就倒下来了。
And was ground to powder by the stone,
就被这石头碾成粉碎。
The wind then blew away the dust.
这个风就把这个碎渣就吹走了。
Finally,
最后
the stone became a great mountain.
这个石头就成为一个大山。
And filled the whole earth.
就充满了天下。
With verse 37, Daniel begins the interpretation.
第37节开始，但以理就开始解释这个梦。
You, O King, the King of Kings.
王啊，你是诸王之王。
To whom the God of heaven has given the kingdom,
天上的上帝已经讲国度。
The power,
权柄。
And the might,
能力。
And the glory,
尊荣。
You are the head of gold,
都赐给你了，你就是那金头。
After you shall arise another kingdom,
在你以后必另兴一国。
Inferior to you,
不及于你。
And yet a third kingdom of bronze,
又有第三国，就是铜的。
Which shall rule over all the earth,
必掌管天下。
All we need to do is to study a history book,
我们只要研究历史书。
To know what these world kingdoms were,
就可以知道这些个世界性的国家是什么了。
And how long they ruled,
以及他们是掌权的时期。
Babylon,represented by the head of gold,
用金头所代表的巴比伦
ruled from B.C. 606 to 538,
掌权的时期是主前606到538年。
Then she was defeated by Medo-Persia,
然后她就被马代波斯人所打败了。
Though strong enough to defeat Babylon,
虽然她是有可以打败巴比伦，
Medo-Persia was inferior to Babylon in splendor,
然而马代波斯却是不如这个巴比伦那么样的宣赫。
This second kingdom,
这个第二个国度
is represented by the silver breast and arms of the image.
乃是由这个王的银胸和膀背所代表。
And bore sway or ruled from B.C. 538 to 331.
他掌权的时期是主前538到331年。
The third kingdom of brass.
第三个国家是铜的。
Could be no other than the nation which defeated Persia.
就是那个打败波斯的那个国家。
Namely, Greece.
就是希腊。
Study the campaigns of Alexander.
我们可以研究亚历山大的这些个战绩。
And you will see how he welded east and west into one great empire.
就可以看出来他怎么样把东方和西方合并成为一个大帝国。
Thus he fulfilled the prophecy.
这样他就应验了预言。
That it would rule the whole earth.
要掌管天下。
At the height of his conquests,
在他征服最高潮的时候,
Alexander died,
亚历山大死了,
and the power of Greece was broken.
希腊的力量也就被破坏了。
She had ruled supreme from B.C. 331 to 168.
他掌权的时期是主前331年到168年。
We will take up the fourth kingdom of iron in our next lesson.
在下一课里头，我们要研究这第四个铁的国家。
Now let us look at the vocabulary words.
我们现在来研究我们的生字。
At the beginning of the lesson, we have word number one.
第一个生字。
Prosperity.
昌隆兴盛。
Prosperity. Two.Supremacy.
第二是至尊。
Supremacy. Three. Tyranny.
苛整。
Tyranny. Four. Monarch.
帝王。
Monarch. Five. Heathen.
异教。
Heathen. Six.Magicians,
术士
Magicians. Seven, astrologers,
观天象
Astrologers. Eight, sorcerers,
行邪术的
Sorcerers. Nine, Chaldeans,
加勒底人
Chaldeans.Ten, interpretations.
解释讲解
Interpretations. Eleven, toppled.
倒下来
Toppled. Twelve, sway.
摇动
Sway. Thirteen, campaigns.
战役
Well, we do not have too much time to read this over in English. Perhaps we will have to read it a little bit fast.
我们今天剩下时间不多，也许这一课我们念的时候要稍微的快一点。
God foretells world history. In lesson 19, we quoted from the 103rd Psalm. There it says that God's kingdom rules over all.God is indeed the supreme ruler of the nations. From ancient times it has been evident that an unseen hand governs the affairs of men. God blesses nations with prosperity as long as they fulfill his plans. But let them deny God's supremacy. Let them use tyranny to promote their own selfish aims, and their decline is certain.2,500 years ago, the proud monarch of Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar, learned this lesson. Because he failed to give God the glory for his successes, God punished him severely. Then the once haughty king finally acknowledged, the Most High rules in the kingdoms of men, and gives it to whom he will. This fact is very evident in the history of nations. Today we study a remarkable prophecy which revealed the fate of four ancient empires. This prophecy was made before these nations became world powers. It is recorded in the second chapter of Daniel. Daniel was a young Jew who lived about the time of Confucius. He had been taken captive to Babylon with many other Jewish youth. Though in a heathen land, Daniel still worshipped the true God loyally. God honored him by giving him a keen mind. Daniel's wisdom showed up in the royal examinations. Accordingly, he was promoted to high office. I trust you have a Bible with you, so you can read Daniel 2 for yourself. In the first 12 verses in the account of Nebuchadnezzar having a dream, though he felt that the dream must be very important when he awoke, he could not remember one bit of it. He then called in the magicians, astrologers, sorcerers, and Chaldeans. These men pretended to know the interpretations of dreams. Naturally, these so-called wise men asked the king to tell them the dream and promised to give him a true interpretation. The king told them frankly that he had forgotten the dream entirely. When they pointed out that in that case they could not do as he asked, Nebuchadnezzar became very angry. On the one hand, he promised rewards of wealth and position, if they would tell him the dream and interpretation. On the other hand, if they did not do it, he threatened, "Ye shall be cut in pieces, and your houses shall be made a dunghill." The man answered, "There is not a man upon the earth that can show the king's matter, except the gods whose dwelling is not with flesh." Then in anger the king commanded the death of all his wise men. Daniel and his three Hebrew companions were numbered among the wise men of Babylon. They first heard of the king's decree at the captain's sudden arrival to arrest them. Daniel pled for time. Then with his friends he prayed most earnestly that God would show them the matter. In a night vision, God revealed the king's dream to Daniel. The following day he went quickly before the king. After giving God the glory for the revelation, he proceeded to tell the dream. In brief, the king had seen a great image. The head was made of gold. The breast and arms were made of silver. The belly and thighs were of brass. The legs were iron, and the feet were part iron and part clay. The king then saw a great stone cut out of a mountain without hands. This stone rolled down the mountain and hit the image on its feet. The image toppled and was ground to powder by the stone. The wind then blew away the dust. Finally, the stone became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. With verse 37, Daniel begins the interpretation. "You, O king, the king of kings, to whom the God of heaven has given the kingdom, the power and the might and the glory, you are the head of gold. After you shall arise another kingdom inferior to you, and yet a third kingdom of bronze, which shall rule over all the earth." All we need to do is to study a history book to know what these world kingdoms are and how long they rule. Babylon, represented by the head of gold, ruled from B.C. 606 to 538. Then she was defeated by Medo-Persia. Though strong enough to defeat Babylon, Medo-Persia was inferior to Babylon in splendor. This second kingdom is represented by the silver breast and arms of the image, and bore sway from B.C. 538 to 331. The third kingdom of brass could be no other than the nation which defeated Persia, namely Greece. Study the campaigns of Alexander, and you will see how he welded east and west into one great empire. Thus he fulfilled the prophecy that it would rule the whole earth. At the height of his conquests, Alexander died, and the power of Greece was broken. She had ruled supreme from B.C. 331 to 168. We will take up the fourth kingdom of iron in our next lesson.